Exclusive. Representative Gallagher warns Biden Iran nuclear deal is massive mistake, will endanger Americans. By Joshua Klein on August 24, 2022. Following reports of a looming U.S. return to the Iran nuclear deal, Representative Mike Gallagher, RY, slammed the Biden administration's willingness to grant the Islamic theocracy a blank check to fund their growing terrorist activities, calling it a massive mistake that will destabilize the Middle East, empower Russia and China, and endanger Americans. In an exclusive statement to Breitbart News on Wednesday, Wisconsin Republican Mike Gallagher slammed the prospect of a new Iranian nuclear deal after the Islamic regime agreed to drop some demands and rumors circulated of an imminent agreement. Iranian proxies continue to escalate their terrorist activities in the Middle East and against former U.S. officials, he said. But rather than ramp up the Trump administration's maximum pressure campaign to deter further aggression, the Biden administration stands ready to hand the Iranians a blank check to fund their malign ambitions. According to Gallagher, though President Biden promised a longer and stronger deal with the Iranian regime, every indication is that he has negotiated a deal that is shorter and weaker. Reports suggest the Biden administration stands ready to give up significant U.S. sanctions leverage, provide the Iranian economy with a windfall worth hundreds of billions of dollars, and impose less nuclear restrictions on the Iranian regime than the original deal, making his deal even worse than President Obama's, the congressman said. This is a massive mistake that will destabilize the Middle East, empower Russia and China, and endanger Americans, he added. Gallagher also noted that earlier in the year he led over 160 members of the House in demanding the president grant Congress a say in any negotiation with the Islamic Republic. If the president continues to ignore these demands and does not ratify an agreement in the Senate, then, when Republicans take back the House, we will oppose this flawed deal, view the agreement as non-binding, and work to reimpose and strengthen any sanctions lifted or weakened by the Biden administration, he stated. Gallagher's remarks come as reports indicate a possible revival of the Iran nuclear deal. On Tuesday, Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, warned that tens of millions may die because of the nuclear arsenal the deal would provide to the Ayatollah, with scores of others assured to die due to Iranian terrorism enabled by this deal. In June, former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence expressed undying support for Iranian resistance while blasting the Biden team's new concessions to the tyrants in Tehran, its virtual abandonment of our ally Israel, and the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan, which have emboldened the adversaries of freedom that now sense weakness in the American administration. He also accused the Biden administration of threatening to unravel all the progress the Trump administration made in marginalizing the Iranian regime. Though Tehran claims its nuclear program is for energy purposes, world leaders, including the six nations that joined the 2015 deal to limit Iran's nuclear weapons capacity, say enriching uranium may lead to Iran's ability to quickly create a nuclear weapon. Nevertheless, current nuclear talks may see the United States and other world powers provide Iran with economic sanctions relief in exchange for temporary restrictions on its nuclear program. The Islamic regime is reportedly very close to developing its first nuclear missile and recently unveiled that it had a new long-range missile with a target range of approximately 900 miles. According to a former State Department official, President Joe Biden's impending agreement to restore the Iran nuclear deal offers the regime access to $90 billion in foreign currency reserves and sanctions relief to some of the world's worst terrorists. In addition to being granted hundreds of billions of dollars, it may likely be used for terror and aggression. The deal also will not prevent Iran from obtaining nuclear weapons. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.